This is VOA News. I'm David Byrd. Two people were killed and three others injured in a stabbing rampage on London Bridge Friday. As AP's Ed Donahue reports, the suspect was later shot and killed by police.
Witnesses saw a man with a knife being wrestled to the ground by people who were nearby. Assistant Commissioner Neil Basu says police responded.
A male suspect was shot by specialist armed officers from the City of London Police, and I can confirm that this suspect died at the scene.
Basu says the man was wearing a fake bomb vest, and this is being treated as a terrorist incident. Prime Minister Boris Johnson praises the people who tackled the suspect.
For me, they represent the very best of our country, and I thank them.
Police say they aren't looking for anyone else. Basu says officers are keeping an open mind as to a motive. I'm Ed Donahue.
Meanwhile, Dutch police report several people were injured in a stabbing attack in the main shopping area in The Hague Friday. Iraqi Prime Minister Adel Abdul Mahdi announced his resignation Friday after the country's top Shiite cleric urged lawmakers to reconsider their support for his government. Lauren Anthony reports.
Young, unarmed and majority Shiite Muslim protesters have led demands for an overhaul of Iraq's political system, one they say is endemically corrupt and serves foreign powers, especially Baghdad's ally, Tehran. Iraq's current political class is drawn mainly from powerful Shiite politicians, clerics and paramilitary leaders, including many who lived in exile before a US-led invasion overthrew Sunni dictator Saddam Hussein in 2003. Though protesters celebrated the imminent departure of the prime minister, they said they would not stop their demonstrations until the whole of the political class was removed. The statement did not detail when Abdul Mehdi would stand down, but parliament is set to convene an emergency session on Sunday to discuss the crisis.
That's Lauren Anthony of Reuters. For more, visit our website. This is VOA News. Thousands of people in cities across Europe and Asia joined a fresh round of global demonstrations Friday, urging more action to curb climate change. Reuters correspondent Francesca Lina has details.
Swedish activist Greta Thunberg had been due to join a student strike in Lisbon, but her environmentally friendly voyage across the Atlantic from New York by yacht was hit by high winds, delaying her by a few days. But Portugal's student movement pushed on with the protest without her. In Berlin, protesters in swimming costumes dived into the Chile River, holding a white box in a symbolic attempt to rescue the government's climate change package. And in Australia, students in Sydney and other cities walked out of class, saying more should be done to combat the country's bushfire crisis, which many see as a result of climate change. It comes as experts have warned that global temperatures could rise sharply this century, with destructive consequences, after greenhouse gas emissions hit record levels.
That's Francesca Lina of Reuters. The operation to find survivors and recover bodies from Albania's deadly earthquake was winding down Friday, with rescue crews limiting their efforts to a collapsed beachfront hotel in the port town of Durrës as the death toll climbed to 49. Neighboring countries and European Union nations, including Italy, Greece, Albania, Serbia, and Kosovo, rushed in rescue crews and specialized equipment hours after the 6.4 magnitude quake struck on Tuesday. Albania's health minister said about 2,000 people were injured in the quake. That came after information was collected from hospitals, small health centers, homes, and from people now staying in tents. Thousands of supporters of leading Afghan presidential candidate Abdullah Abdullah rallied Friday in the capital Kabul, demanding election officials halt the ongoing vote recount process to prevent alleged electoral fraud. Abdullah, the country's incumbent chief executive, organized Friday's protests in a bid to force the Afghan Independent Election Commission not to recount around 300,000 fraudulent ballots that Abdullah alleges, if counted, would lead to a disputed outcome in favor of his rival, incumbent President Ashraf Ghani. Allegations of fraud and technical problems have forced the IEC to repeatedly delay its announcement of preliminary results from the September 28th presidential polls. A second round of voting will be held if no candidate secures more than 50% of the vote. On Wall Street, stocks closed lower in an abbreviated session, with all three major indexes ending trading in negative territory. For more, visit our website, voanews.com. I'm David Byrd, VOA News.